brought to you by Penguin.
The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen, 83 and a quarter years old. Translated by Hester Bellmans and read by Derek Jacobi. Tuesday, 1st of January, 2013. Another year, and I still don't like old people. Their Zimmerframe shuffle, their unreasonable impatience, their endless complaints, their tea and biscuits, their belly aching. Me? I'm 83 years old. Wednesday, the 2nd of January. Great clouds of icing sugar were spilled a moment ago. Mrs. Smith had put the plate of apple tartlets on a chair because she wanted to wipe down the table with a cloth. Along comes Mrs. Fuhrheisen, who inadvertently parks her enormous bottom right on top of the pastries. It wasn't until Mrs. Smith began looking for the dish to put it back that someone came up the idea of checking underneath Mrs. Fuhrheisen. When she stood up, she had three tartlets stuck to her flowery behind.
The apples match the pattern on your frock perfectly, Evert remarked.
I almost choked to death, laughing. This brilliant start to the new year should have given rise to all-round hilarity, but instead led to 45 minutes of carping about whose fault it was. I was glared at, darkly, from all sides, on account of having found it funny, apparently. And what did I do? I mumbled I was sorry. Instead of laughing even harder, I found myself grovelling for forgiveness. For I, Hendrikus Gerardus Groen, am ever the civil, ingratiating, courteous, polite and helpful bloke. Not because I really am all those things, but because I don't have the balls to act differently. I rarely say what I want to say. I tend to choose the path of least confrontation. My speciality? Wanting to please everybody. My parents showed foresight in naming me Hendrik. You can't get any blander than that. I shall wind up spiralling into depression, I thought. That's when I made the decision to give the world a little taste of the real Hendrik Groen. I hereby declare that in this diary I am going to give the world an uncensored expose. A year in the life of the inmates of a care home in North Amsterdam. I may die before the year's out, true. That's beyond my control. In the event, I will ask my friend, Evert Dyker, to read a few pages from this diary at my funeral. I'll be laid out, neatly laundered and pressed, in the small chapel of the Horizon Crematorium, waiting for Evert's croaky voice to break the uncomfortable silence and read some choice passages to the bewildered mourners. I do worry about one thing. What if Evert should die before me? It wouldn't be fair, considering that I have even more infirmities and funny lumps and bumps than he does. And you ought to be able to count on your best friend. I shall have to have a word with him about it. Thursday, the 3rd of January. Evert was keen, but wouldn't guarantee he'd live longer than me. He also had a few reservations. The first was that, after reading publicly from my diary, he'd probably have to look for another place to live. The second consideration was the state of his dentures, caused by a careless jab of the billiards cue by Vermeteren. Since he has a cataract in his right eye, Vermeteren needs some assistance with his aim. Evert, ever prepared to help, was standing behind him giving directions. His nose lined up with the cue.
Turn to the left, and a bit deeper.
And before he could finish, Vermeteren had rammed the back of his cue right through Evert's snappers.
Score!
Now Evert looks like a little kid, waiting for a visit from the tooth fairy. People have a hard time understanding him because of the lisp.
He'll have to have those teeth fixed before reading at my funeral. But that's not bloody going to happen any time soon. The denture repairman, it seems, is out of action. 200,000 per annum, an assistant who's a real looker, 3 trips to Hawaii every year, and still his nerves are shot. How is it possible?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?